I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Industry Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 185. And this week I have Alex.
Hello there, folks.
I have a special guest, my co-host of the turntables, the Industry Geeks turntables. I got Charlie.
Hi, everybody. You can't tell I'm smiling because I got upgraded to special guest.
I know. You're a special guest now. Yeah.
It's like, special guest star.
Well, because you know what it is? You're a special guest because it is like...
Because I'm special? Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
You came straight off of the short bus and joined us today.
Yeah. My daddy always said I was special.
Dear Inner City Geeks, I found that joke so inappropriate.
Whatever. and then we may have Franny joining us a little bit later. But as of now,
I have to make those jokes from now on.
Yeah, exactly. Now you can't. It's literally your job not to talk about those jokes anymore.
Yeah, really.
Well, at least in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
No, you can do these jokes.
No, I can't. I really can't.
It's just a consequence. It's the consequence of what happens afterwards. Yeah. Like, you know, I found that offensive. Nobody should listen to this.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
So I guess we could start talking about that shit now. So Charlie, what the fuck has been going on? How you been, man? It's been about 5 months since the last time we actually recorded something.
Shut fucking Christ.
Yeah, last time we recorded something was actually the last time we recorded Turntable, which the last episode came up last week.
Which was sad.
And yes, it was sad. It was sad because it kind of, like, honestly, it kind of brought a tear to my eye after listening to it again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it felt good. It felt good to re-record, to listen to the recordings with you. And then having you on this week, I guess, feels fucking great.
Yeah, it was about, I wanted to record soon, and just, you know, the stars aligned that I was actually able to hop on at the last minute today.
Yeah, that's good. Oh. It's good. Hopping on at the last minute is always a good thing.
Yeah. So what is new with me? A lot, actually. Where do I begin? I am in the process of a massive career change. Which is now requiring me to spend a lot of fucking time at the library studying my ass off, taking exams. Pretty much, I am studying to become a teacher.
Yay.
I actually will become a teacher. I got accepted into a program called the New York City Teaching Collaborative,
nice.
Which is allowing me come mid-January to train to become a special education teacher and get my certification in grades 7 through 12. So from middle school to high school.
Oh boy.
So in doing that, I will be also teaching in a classroom and going back to college to get my master's degree all at the same time.
Fuck yeah.
So I'll be going.
So you're literally going to be going to school for like 18 hours a day.
Pretty much it.
I was mad before that.
To get prepared. Go ahead.
No, I was saying I was mad because I was going to give a guest a professional hit, man, before you said, you know, that you were going to be a teacher. So, you know, my guess was way off.
Yeah, just a bit. slightly off. But it's an exciting new journey. Again, I'll start in January I will be teaching up in the Bronx. I just do not know where yet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's coming to our stomping ground, Steve.
I'll be going to your stomping ground, somewhere in your stomping ground.
Like me and Charlie are always in communication. So like he's been telling me that he's been going back and forth to the Bronx. So okay, now he's finally gonna see the craziness that happens over there on a fucking daily basis.
Long story short, I've been doing a couple of tours and sitting in classes and meeting with teachers, people who have actually done this program before, just to prick their brain. The other part of it, like I said, I'm in the library a lot. I'm taking exams to get my certification ahead of time. Some of these exams are outrageously crazy in different various subject areas. One was in English, the other one was in history, arts, and science, and music. The big one I'm studying for now, which I'm taking next week, is math, and it's not, you know, it's high school algebra and geometry math. If you remember, in New York State, we have to take a Regents exam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm studying those big, those Red Barons books. If you're in New York City, New York State, you're familiar with them.
Yeah, I remember the bitches.
I'm taking the Algebra 1, Algebra 2, and Geometry, and studying my ass off and trying to remember how come I don't remember this shit. I was in high school.
And then you're thinking back like, yeah, I don't remember half the shit when I was in high school.
Exactly. That's just it. I don't remember this shit.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the reason why you don't remember this stuff.
Why?
Well, the reason why is this, and it's the truth, that this isn't the type of math that you use all the time. You know what I mean? So
That is true.
Yeah, that like, you know, you can remember some of it, like when you start, you know, like reintroducing yourself to it. But, you know, it's that whole thing is like, you know, really? Like, are you going to use these equations in everyday life?
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, this is stuff like, you know, with the math, especially like quadratic formulas and ratios and graphing and I haven't done this stuff in
over 20 years.
About that, you know. And the last time, the last time I was in college, I graduated college in 2003, and now I'm finally going back.
2001 and 2004.
Yeah, see, I was done in 2003, though.
I'm saying that's funny because, like, damn, like we graduated a long time ago, dude.
Oh yeah, it was a long time ago. For those that don't know, me, Alex, and Steve went to the same college.
Damn right.
That's how we know each other.
That's actually how we formed this bond, this band of brothers, if you will.
There you go. And it's an exciting experience. Come next month, my life is going to be upside down, so to speak.
Nah, you got this, dude.
You know, it's going to be a lot of traveling back and forth. I'm actually going to Hunter College in the city. So I'll be traveling from the Bronx to Manhattan pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Studying and preparing lessons and teaching kids. But I feel like it's worth it because there are a lot of kids who are labeled as special ed that don't get the help that they truly need to succeed for their future. So and they, you know, to do even get a small part in helping them out and giving them a hand, everything can take at least one step forward in their development. It's a great thing. And the term special ed doesn't mean just, you know, a handicap. It's a lot of different issues that these students can have.
Yeah, but that's a misconception that a lot of people have when it comes to that.
Exactly. And it was a major misconception I had before I started this program.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the students I met are just amazing so far. Yes, there are some horror stories and bad days are going to happen, and I fully expect it. But, you know, one day at a time, as we always say, you know. So
yeah, that's all we can do is just take it one day at a time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens from there. And then besides that, not much else is going on with me. Still same, listening to music, playing video games, and just working my ass off. That's pretty much it, man.
That's all we can do, man. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy to have you back on the show, dude. It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time, yeah.
It feels like good. Like we we're back in the past, but in a good way kind of thing.
Yeah. It's if you really think about it, it's the original trio right here.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
fucking right, doggy.
Yeah, and I'm sure Steve's gonna mention this towards the end of the episode. I did do one more thing that's on the website. Steve and tasked me to do the 50 top songs, my top songs of 2019.
Yeah.
So I was working on that for like a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was a list that I had you comprise, because you're always complaining about people having shitty lists.
yes, we did talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's everybody's opinions, dude. You already know that.
Yeah, but exactly. And
the problem is this. When it comes to music, a lot of it's popular, you know, and honestly, whatever. People like Steve and I, whatever, don't fall into that category of listening to popular music. Like, to be honest with you, and I think I told you this before a long time ago, like, what's considered popular music now to me is shit.
Yeah. A lot of it is,
yeah. Yeah, like I was telling them, like, yo, dude, like, a lot of these things are very subjective, so you can't just necessarily say, like, okay, yeah, this is what they like, what they think is stupid, because of course, you know, whatever I listen to it could be complete garbage to somebody else. Yeah, so, yeah, it makes sense. And seeing these huge publications coming out with these lists, you're just like, is that really what a lot of people really think about? Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, it's true.
And if you take a look at my list, there's a lot of different genres on there, because I'm all over the fucking place.
Yeah, yeah, you even got country in there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I got like one or two country songs in there. I can't count.
I was going to joke around and ask how many DJ Khaled songs you have on your list.
How many who?
No, I don't think I saw a DJ Khaled down there.
Oh my God, no! I don't know. No DJ Khaled. No.
Oh, dude, you become my best. You become my best friend all over again.
Yeah, and no Dave Matthews for Steve.
Yeah, because they haven't put out anything in a long time either, so it's okay.
Last year, yeah, last year, 2018.
No, I was gonna joke around saying he was gonna be like, "We need this classic track back or whatever from Dave Matthews." Like, Charlie, really, you, with a fucking Dave Matthews?
Once like, they oh, shucks, it came out December 31st.
Once they get voted into the Hall of Fame next month, so do something maybe.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. They are. Yeah.
I think they're in first place right now in the vote.
That's when Charlie's gonna get his Dave Matthews tattoo.
There you go. Yes.
What Charlie did was actually he went to every single computer in that library and voted for Dave Matthews every single day for the last 2 months.
Yeah, that was his room and shit. Like he wasn't doing that learning, advancing himself or whatever. He was voting Dave Matthews.
It sounds like something I would do.
and then study for like 20 minutes.
He opened the book, looked at a picture. I'm done studying.
Oh, that book's got pictures in them now? God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to have you back
thank
on
you,
the show, you. Man.
Thank you for having me back.
Hell yeah, dude! Always, man. You're the door is always open for you, man.
Yeah, you know, I miss podcasting. I miss talking to everybody. I will admit, I actually kind of miss Alex, sort of, kind of, not really, kind of. Yeah, I kind of miss the big Alex.
Yeah, he was tossing and turning, like, you know. When am I going to talk to Alex online again? When am I going to? I miss him so. Oh, Dave Matthews, what shall I do?
Alex, I don't know if you know this, but me and Steve talk pretty much every day. And when you guys record the podcast, I'm like, God damn, Alex mentioned my name again. They're like, what the fuck's going on, man?
Listen, Charlie.
You're always mentioning my name when I'm not on.
Dude, we've been friends forever, and I just feel kind of bad that we haven't kept in touch like that. But due to, you know, you already know outside the podcast, I'm dealing with a lot of different stuff. So it's just whenever I deal with shit, I don't like to bring others into it. So whenever
life happens, man, it's just
So whenever that's I'm like
downside.
Whenever I'm dealing with something, I like, you know, put like I'm not saying push people away. But I don't want to burden others, so I just leave it as
Yeah, you hide yourself like, you know, a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, I thought that. I think me and Steve talked about this in the beginning, one of the first couple of episodes of the Inner City Geeks podcast, that I went through so much shit that I actually shut people on, including Steve, for like a year or two. We didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long of the shutout was, you know, went, but it was a while.
It was a little personal torment.
I was going through shit, so it's understandable.
Yeah, it was like it was a couple years after, like I think it was like after your mom passed or whatever. That's when you were
I think it was after my dad passed. No.
Yeah, actually, it was because I wasn't. I remember we weren't really hanging out around the time that your mom passed and stuff like that. So just the last time we really hung out before then was like around when your dad happened. Which shit happened when your dad.
Yeah, because I remember you and your mom went to my dad's funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, enough happy talk.
Yeah, happy thoughts. Happy thoughts.
Yes.
Oh my God,
Alex,
the macabre.
You, man?
I was gonna say, oh my God, the macabre everyday life comes. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. It's always there.
So yeah. Alex, what's
insert
what you
type. My God. Now I'm just thinking insert typo negative here, whatever. Or maybe for someone dropped dead by a door.
That's a perfect
song.
I'm going
to continue with that.
Yeah.
You love someone, there will be grief.
Oh my God.
The kiss of death, it's of a thief. And then you just scream, God damn it. Yeah. All right. Damn. I just did the fucking intro to everyone. Everyone I love is dead.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So as of late or whatever, it's been busy with work, working on miscellaneous art stuff. And actually, yesterday I had an appointment, and it's kind of good news in a sense, kind of. I don't know if you want to take it like that. So yesterday I had an appointment with the endocrinologist because, you know, we still go out before I got the diabetes, right?
Uh-huh.
And I switched from one doctor to another because I wanted to have everything under the same umbrella, if you will.
Yes, that makes sense. That's actually a really good thing to do because way you don't have to go 80 different places for one thing.
Yeah. But it was the bright idea of the missus to do that. So like, so if, let's say, if I had to go through medical records, everything will be under one thing and I don't have to go to like another place to have them, you know, send records to my primary care and blah, blah, blah. Adulting. But yeah, so what they did was, as of late, they gave me like a prescription for, it's not necessarily insulin, but it helps not, like, you know, to bring down the A1C, stuff like that.
Okay.
So after doing this and my regular regimen of pills and all that stuff, I got my blood check and I'm to the point where it's so in control that the doctor said, you don't really have to see me anymore. Like, you know, you have it under control. Like,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
You still keep, yeah. So you keep with your, you know, you keep up with your primary care and you will still take these pills. And then within time, they will still check me and whatever. And hopefully if things work out, then, you know, I could probably beat this diabetes. I don't know. Like, you know, it's going to be hard because I still have to, like, you know, lose some weight and stuff like that too. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's like, you know, thanks and help to my wife helping me, you know, change this diet that I have. Like, you know, I've slowly gotten better.
Good, man. I'm happy for you, dude. I'm glad you're getting all that shit taken care of, man.
Yeah.
Because you have to look out for yourself and shit, dude.
Yeah, now the next step is winning the lottery. Yeah, let's hope for that one.
You definitely got to put yourself first, man. Health is very important.
No, it is, dude. It is. And then, I have to catch up on certain things because I have not kept up with The Flash or anything like that. I actually, what I wanted to do was that after the whole crisis thing played out, I was going to just watch it in one sitting.
And that makes sense. That's perfectly understandable. What is going to be happening within the next a couple weeks before the continuation of Crisis, I am planning on working on a bonus round for the first three, and then doing a second bonus round for the second two. So it's going to be two bonus rounds of episodes coming soon.
Do it.
Oh yes. My God, look at that. Charlie's just the peer pressure. Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great friend.
It's got 15 month text message too, so don't worry.
The funny thing is, it's not really peer pressure, because it's something I kind of want to do. That's kind of something that I brought up to his attention too. Like, dude, I'm going to fucking do this before I start, Alex, are you, what else have you been doing? Is that it, or?
Watching Harley Quinn, which, you know, since you keep talking about the Mandalorian and stuff like that, I was like, you can watch that. I'll watch Harley Quinn. I haven't watched episode 3 yet, because remember, I don't have DC Universe.
Oh, okay.
So I have to watch Out of Sticks of Fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so I more than likely that will be sometime tomorrow or maybe Sunday. But yeah, but the first two episodes have been great, dude.
Yeah, they're funny as hell. The third one was great today.
It's really funny.
You know what made me laugh? That though was episode two when I watched it, and I was really trying to figure out who the fuck is the voice of the Penguin, right? And I was like, it sounds so familiar. And then when I really thought about it before, like, I had to go on IMDb, right? It kind of hit. I was like, it kind of...
Hello.
Oh shit!
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, she's here.
Yes.
Yay, Stealing! Yes. Hi, friend Stealing. How are you?
What? I'm stealing. What am I stealing?
No, he said you're stealing.
Yeah, I'm stealing.
What?
The ceiling, the roof. Yay. The roof is on fire.
Yay!
Oh,
yay,
wow.
Friend Stealing, and now it's her picture, her sticker. Yay! She's gonna be like, hello.
Oh, you know, that wasn't the ceiling. I have a sticker.
Be, what up, bitches? You know, something like that.
I have a sticker covering my horrible webcam.
Yeah, but then other than that, it's a Pokemon Sword and going between that, Mortal Kombat 11 and Smash.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Sweet.
Oh, yeah, hold on. And... Hi, Franny. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Yes, Franny.
And
this
you
is Charlie.
Are?
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Franny. How are you?
I'm good.
This is one of the originals.
Hello, one of the originals.
Yes, I'm,
also my co-host at Friend Table.
What a time! I can't hear everybody.
I'm the guy that does the Turntable podcast with Steve.
Ah, cool.
Oh, so I can't hear her. Okay, I'm gonna refresh it. All right, so I'll be off.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
Yay, Alex is gone. Good work.
Thank you, friend. What's going on, dude? How you been, man?
Good. I've been pretty good. Getting ready for Christmas. My internet, for some reason, it was acting choppy after the first snowfall. That rain snowstorm that we had like 3 weeks ago almost. And now it's completely fucked. I have no type of internet service that could reach my room.
Oh, that's pretty... not cool.
Yeah, and since my sister is still finishing up like all her finals and stuff, we really can't mess with the internet because she's afraid if it doesn't come back. So
it's gonna fall into a void.
Right. And imagine that happening just before your finals and shit. So I understand. Yeah. So I've been like banished to the living room instead of my cozy room. Because no matter what we do, it's not working. So just going to leave it alone and hopefully fix it before 2021.
Hopefully that works.
Yay, ambition.
That's pretty good ambition, actually.
I think it's my internet.
Yeah, you're going to give yourself over a year. That's more than enough time.
It should be done by then. It should be fixed.
If it was up to me, it would be fixed by Monday. You know, I would call up the company and be like, "You get your asses over here now." But
Yeah, but then you know how the cable company works or whatever or anything like that. They're like, okay, we'll be there tomorrow between the hours of 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon.
Right, and then they'll come in
5:36 in the evening.
Right, and then they'll come over and they'll do whatever to it, and then either fuck it up more, not fix it, and have to come back again. So it's just
Or they'll fix it temporarily and be like, oh yeah, if you have any other issues, give us a call back. And then as soon as they leave, shit fucks up even more.
In the midst of the podcast or whatever.
Oh shit, we don't have the piece for it. We have to go order it.
Yeah, that too. Fucking fuckers, man.
I'm dealing with that right now. But good news, they did not purge my channel.
Yeah.
So come January 1st, if I'm still standing, that's awesome. I'm applying for school. I have half of my application done. And wrapping presents and watching Christmas movies. That's pretty much been my week. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I really don't want to go back to school, but I really don't have any other choice at the moment. So yay, edumacation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be an ongoing theme today.
Yeah, exactly. It's an ongoing theme. Yeah, because Charlie's going back to schools because he's going to about start teaching too. So, yeah.
Wow. Way to go, Charlie.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He's the smart one out of us now.
I was about to say I'm the old man out of everybody.
Well, other than Brian, yeah, you are the old man here.
Well, no, I'm older than Brian.
Oh, yeah, you are. No, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'm pretty sure I'm older than Brian. I think I'm the oldest one.
I think
Renee's the oldest person.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Renee's the oldest one, and then it's...
And Mario, too.
Yeah, fuck Mario.
Yeah, that's right. Mario's the old fuck, too. But,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
The fine oldest fuck.
True, yeah, yeah.
Anything before 1985.
That's pretty much characterizes all of us here, other than you.
Wow, she did that on purpose. She did that on purpose.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
don't you dare,
ladies and gentlemen. This will be Frank. This don't will be Frank's last podcast.
No, he's been demonetized again.
Yeah. Ha ha, you can go fuck yourself. Ha ha.
And you're not muted, Freddy. For the rest of the episode, you're muted.
Yeah, imagine.
I've been banished.
So this is what I've been missing on this podcast. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Burn.
Well, the good thing about it is, at least like before, like, you know, it's not as fast as first now because we got a taco.
Yeah.
That's exactly a taco? What it
is. Yeah.
That is racist. It's because I'm a Mexican, isn't it? How dare you?
I was just about to ask that too, but I didn't want to be rude.
I am a crunchy taco, okay?
You got to get that checked by a doctor then.
Wow.
That now turned into a sexual harassment. It was.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep. I can see HR right now about to come to my door in my house knocking. You know, Alex, you cannot say that. It's like, this is a podcast and we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you still have to respect. It was like, I didn't disrespect her. I just said, you know, that she's a taco or that. Sir, you can't say that.
And they drag you out in handcuffs.
As I'm going away, I'm still screaming, she's still the taco. She's still the taco.
Yeah, because podcasting HR is actual thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh. Episode 185.
Podcasting HR.
Yeah. There we go.
Perfect. So Steve, what's going on with you, man?
Shit, man. Just been relaxing. Listening to some new tunes, listening to a lot of music.
A lot of new shit came out this week.
But before I actually got into new shit, I actually was listening to some other shit that I haven't heard in a long fucking time. And actually, like, I guess shout out to Danny Savage that was on the show a few months ago. I started listening to some old, well, not old, but like some newer Spanish, I guess reggaeton songs and shit, because that's the shit that he's into, and I kind of wanted to try out and listen to some new shit to me.
Okay, speak reggaeton, yes.
Wow, speak reggaeton. All right.
Yeah. So I listened to a lot of. He sent me like a playlist of like a bazillion songs, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to listen to all of it, and about 100 songs, and I was like, holy shit, this shit is fucking insane. Not insanely bad, but insanely like.
I think you sent me a couple of things here and there.
Yeah, like different, right?
Yeah. It's different because, of course, I used to listen to a lot of this shit back in the day. Because, of course, like, I was in the motherfucking Bronx and, like, I would listen to it all the time. So it kind of, like, stuck in my head. And I was like, okay, I kind of like this. And then, like, after a while, I was like, yeah, I don't want to listen to this anymore. And then coming out here, like, I really didn't have much access to it in a way. So, like, I never really listened to it while I was over here. I was always listening to the shit that I listen to now. And then I was like, fuck it. Let me listen to it again. Because I think I was listening to the Fat Joe album last week. And he had one dude on the album that I was like, oh, shit, he's actually really fucking good. And I liked it. I was like, I need to listen to some more of his shit. So I reached out to Danny. I was like, yo, dude, like, what the fuck is up? Show me the way.
Yeah.
And he sent me entire playlist of shit. And I was like, okay. I can
dig get in touch with your roots again every now and then.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, Steve, his Tim's grew back on his feet. And he has a backwards Yankees cap now. You know, all the New York roots back coming back.
Yeah. I got my Uptowns and my Bubble Fest. And my
Yankees. Long Island Uptowns.
Yeah.
And then when he orders the breakfast sandwich, it's one word, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. It's all one word, yeah.
We got salt, pepper, ketchup.
Ah, oh, that's right, yeah, a little bit of ketchup, yep.
Salt, pepper, ketchup, mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Did you say ill?
I'm not a big fan of mayonnaise.
Oh.
Oh, okay, well, understandable.
It's understandable because you're not from the Bronx, so it's okay.
Steve sounded he got seriously offended. I was like, who the hell said ill? Who said ill?
Charlie's about to get monetized.
Here's the situation. I used to love Hellman's because, you know, I grew up poor and, you know.
Bring out the Hellman's and bring out the best.
It was a Hellman's sandwich.
Yeah, that's right.
On Wonder Bread. That's all it was.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Charlie.
It was a Hellman's sandwich, and you fried it. Sometimes.
Ew.
If you had oil.
You fried it? Oh, my God.
If you had any olive oil or butter, you fried the Wonder Bread with the mayonnaise.
Wow. No.
Wow.
That's the hood special right there.
Well, if you had money, it'd be the mayonnaise with the Kraft American cheese.
Yeah. I used to do the mayonnaise with the tomato. Mayonnaise with cut tomato and
Well, you could afford
bread.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, food stamps.
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
what? And back in the day, they were literally stamps.
No, they were like white paper. White sheets of paper.
No, remember.
Like,
no, paper dollars.
Looked like little tiny stamps, and then they turned into the stack of paper money.
The paper money.
Yeah. But then remember, you couldn't rip it out from the book. You couldn't rip it out from the book. They had to do it themselves when you go to the store.
Yeah, you had to go with
unless you had the singles, because the singles or whatever, for whatever reason, that was, you know, that was acceptable.
I don't remember that.
I used to love having Monopoly money back in the day.
Yeah.
I miss having money, period.
What Monopoly is this money Oreo. Speak of? What is this money you speak of?
Right.
Is this stuff that all goes to bills? Yeah.
Or you make the fried Oscar Mayer bologna sandwiches with the mayonnaise.
Oh my God! I used to do bologna and Swiss, and they used to look at me like I was so weird because they'd be like, "That's like the poorest meat." and the most yuppie cheese.
Yo, Oscar Mayer bologna, man. I guess you do some day. And then when you couldn't afford bread, you just smear the mayonnaise on the Oscar Mayer. And
with the grape soda. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the topical fantasy. Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Sperm killer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that, too, with the whole topical fantasy.
R.I.P. Tropical Fantasies.
This is so hot. We're talking about food, poor food.
Wow.
You go down to the key food and shit. And
get you guys are making me hungry, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the podcast, you're going to be like, Mom, do you have bologna?
And right? Swiss.
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons my only man needs anymore. So. Because I had it so much as a child, it's just, you know.
I used to have a friend, and she used to say that her dream was to get a pool full of mayonnaise because she used to love mayonnaise. I was that's nasty.
Yeah.
She wanted a pool full of mayonnaise. I wanted a hot tub full of Jell-O.
Yeah, but if it was a hot tub, they wouldn't be Jell-O. It would just be burning fucking liquid. Right.
Yeah, for real.
It's not salt.
This is really hot water.
It's sugar. It's hot burning lava sugar.
Sugar water.
Hey,
and then that while she's burning, screaming, at least I'm sweet.
Right? It tastes so good.
Oh my God. And then all of a sudden, Bossy's hiding behind a fucking tree staring at you and shit.
Yes, yeah, so he throws a couple of pills in there. Gotcha.
There you go.
Oh, and then as she's screaming in pain and slowly knocking out, he's just like,
Steve, you sure you missed me on this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I won't give him my pudding pop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pudding pops. I just had pudding earlier today, too. Yeah.
What a segue.
I know, right? So that's pretty much what I've been up to. Listening to some new shit, of course. And, been watching the fuck out of the fucking Crisis. I've watched each episode at least like 4 different times. And
I have no internet, so I haven't seen jack shit.
Yay.
I caught the first 3 episodes. They were really good.
They look amazing. I've seen the clips.
Dude, they're really fucking good. Each episode so far has been really good. This has been full of cameos and sentimental, emotional moments, and all the good shit that you would expect from like the Arrowverse. It's been fucking good. It's been fun and exciting. And
I will never refer to it as the Arrowverse because I don't like Arrow, so I would call it the Blanty-verse.
I would say it is the best thing that DC live action TV show universes have ever put out. And it shows how lazy they have been and the potential that they could have had solidly for every single show. But that's asking for way too much. So I'm extremely excited for Crisis because it's they're A game. They're bringing it so hard.
Dude, if you really think about it, it's kind of the same way that Marvel did with their movies. But not necessarily in a good way. They kind of like took their sweet ass time and actually doing it. They were
don't know. I think DC TV shows, they have seasons that are a waste of your time and make no sense. And they should stay consistent. They should stay consistent with their juice, but they don't. They run out of juice or they try something else. But now we're getting all the juice. And yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy because
it's so worth it. Like this is one of those that you just like, I'm gonna just drown myself in it because it's so fucking good.
Right, but I would never go back and watch Arrow or pick up after where I left Flash after Flashpoint. I stopped watching. I wouldn't go back and watch it, but I will watch the shit out of Crisis.
Crisis, like I said, it's really fucking good. And like I mentioned earlier, we will be doing a bonus round.
Right. I just need to download the app onto my phone and watch it that way.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do. Because I still have the internet on my phone. Because I I pay for that bill. That's my bill.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Exactly. Yeah, so just stay tuned for two bonus rounds. Like I said, one bonus round will be after, in the next week or so will be the next bonus round. Then the bonus round after that will be after we close out all of Crisis.
Oh, and I had a question.
Okay.
it slipped my mind. Wait, no, I got it. Are we gonna do anything about like our top favorite like movies of this year with
I was actually planning on speaking about that after we finish this episode.
Oh my bad.
It's okay. It's okay.
Spoilers, Franny. Damn.
I prematurely asked the question. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I forgive you, Franny.
Yes.
I didn't know. I'm still new at this podcasting.
It's okay. I haven't podcasted in months, so
yeah, it kind of feels like
this is my first podcast, Charlie. Like in general, like this is like the third, right? Third or fourth episode I'm on.
No, I think it's
the fifth or sixth.
No, it's not six. Yeah, it's the fifth, right? I'm still new to this.
You're fine. Trust me.
I miss my YouTube.
But yeah,
I was actually telling Steve when he first came on, Freddie, that you were a good addition to the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alex, on the other hand, we can't get rid of.
Yeah, Charlie's such a debonair.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm done.
So, are you ready to get information? Are you ready to get information? Other than the shit that we've been talking about, are you ready to get the shit that came out this week?
Sure.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
It's only been 41 minutes or
so. I know, exactly. It's been like 41 minutes, so yeah, I would hope so. So, this week, we finally got some answers to what's going to happen now that Kevin Feige's taking over all of Marvel Television or whatever, or Marvel Studios taking over everything. So we finally heard that Marvel Television, which Marvel TV that's been basically run by Jeff Loeb, is basically disbanding completely. So tons of people got laid off, and Jeff Loeb, they've been saying, oh yeah, he's about to fucking be like, I'm out, I don't give a fuck anymore, I'm done with this shit. But yeah, and so pretty much every show that's basically on Marvel Television, so... which is one of the reasons why Cloak and Dagger got canceled, as well as Runaways is getting pretty much the end of it now that's airing, is the last season of Runaways. So that's going to be the end of that too. But they aren't going to continue to do anything else for Marvel Television because it's pretty much it. It's done for. So what's going to happen now is that everything's going to be under Marvel Studios. So Marvel Studios is going to have control of everything as far as whatever's coming out of the television shit. So WandaVision, fucking Winter Soldier and Falcon, everything animated as well, it's all going to be under Marvel Studios. And we're not going to get anything else that's basically like, oh, we're going to have a subsidiary here. No, it's all going to be under one thing, and it all is going to basically tie into like everything that's within the Marvel Universe. Which kind of makes sense because, of course, you know, you want to have some type of continuity going on, but it kind of sucks because...
Nah, they're control freaks.
That, yes.
They're stunting creative control. Growth of their own products, and I look forward to it crashing and burning. I mean, I look forward to it being successful. It's going to be great. Yeah. It's a wonderful idea. Yay, Marvel.
Oh, my God. I have a name for it already. It seems like it should be known as MCU OCD.
I love it. Put that on a t-shirt. I fucking love
And then in the back, it just says everything else doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, that snapped away.
Or it could be, I do what I want.
And then the picture is Cartman dressed as the girl in when we was in.
I do what I want, whatever.
Could start, bro. Could start, bro.
You guys.
I, you guys know how I feel about this. I mentioned it when it first came up that they were giving all power to one being and going to force everything to connect from TV shows into movies, and I'm not for that. I think it's a bad business plan, but only time will tell.
Yeah, only time will tell what exactly, you know, when this will actually make some type of sense, because it at this point it technically doesn't make any fucking sense. Like there's so many
no move that Disney is doing as of right now makes any fucking sense. Yeah, they have gone full retard. And you remember what Robert Downey Jr. said, never go full retard, and they've gone
you don't go full retard.
they done it, and
but the funny thing is,
so what you're saying is the MCU OCD is Simple Jack?
Yeah. And Star Wars is shut up and just consume. Don't ask questions. Don't turn on your brain. Don't think. Just stare at it and drool and look at the pretty lights.
Yeah. Because so, regardless of how much people know that this is a huge fucking monopoly, people are still feeding into it, no matter what it is, because it's entertaining as shit.
Well, my whole thing as a content creator, a person who creates content, you got to give a fuck about what you're doing. You have to give some thought process of what you're doing, and they're selling garbage, and they just want us to shut up and take it. And
a lot of people are. That's the thing.
It's that for me. It's fucking devastating, because it's probably gonna take a while till it goes away. So it's just having to deal with it, you know.
It'll probably be like another decade or two.
Because it's just like, wow. I just find it absolutely insane. I really do.
The way that I see you explaining it, Franny, is that they're taking steakums and saying, yeah, it's filet mignon, I swear.
No, they're doing this from Anchorman. They're putting a piece of shit on a plate and telling you, eat the poop. Eat the poop. And everybody is eating the poop, or they don't eat the poop. And then those are the people that are called terrible names. and get picked on and bullied because they refuse to eat the poop.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna mention Sex Panther. 60% of the time it works, 100% of the time.
Yeah, exactly how it works.
It smells
like open the box.
Asian food and in a dirty baby diaper.
No, then when you open the box,
It's just sad, because I feel like it's like a whole bunch of wasted potential and creativity, and it literally feels like I stepped into the fucking Twilight Zone, and I'm just looking at them going, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Get it together, man. How could you have, like, I don't know, Mandalorian and then the rest of this shit? Like, I really don't get it. And, Red Letter Media just dropped their Nerd Crew podcast, and they just said exactly that. Just shut up and watch it.
Yeah,
don't pay attention. Just stare at the pretty clip scenes that are going on. Eat your popcorn, fucking go home, and buy my merchandise.
Yeah, that's exactly what they've done.
And it's awful, because that's not how it's supposed to be. They work and entertain us, and we put money in their pocket. And just like everything else, if people can continue to consume, then we'll just continue to not move forward and continue to decline. And dissolve into fucking idiocracy. Oh, my balls!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I went on a tangent. Disney, the things you do to me, God damn it.
It's all good, because that's kind of, it's kind of like, it was bound to happen, because that's exactly what it is all about. Like, it's all like...
Yeah, but they forget where they came from. They got that status in the beginning because of Walt Disney actually put in fucking essence into his products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went all out to build that company. No, and now all this company doing now is saying, just buy, we don't care if you like it or not. Just buy it because it's Disney. And it's like, that wasn't the heart of Disney. That wasn't what made Disney. That wasn't what gave them the freedom to have all that currency to do the amazing things that they did do with Marvel. It's like they forgot where they fucking came from, and they forgot what fan base is, and they forgot how to milk nostalgia properly. Like, I don't get it. It's maddening. Yeah,
the thing is with all of that now is that. A lot of it is, but the thing is that, like, they don't want to use their minds and actually, like, lose the fact that they could have something good that's coming out of absolutely nowhere. They want to stick to something that they've known is going to basically make money.
See, but no, that's not true, because look what they did to Star Wars. If they would have just kept their mouths shut and their fucking heads down... and gave it to someone who gave a fuck about the story and the whole concept and everything, then they would have made trillions of dollars like they thought they did. But they didn't do that. They said, fuck all that shit. We do what we want. Yeah. And they Carmened it. They literally...
But they still made tons of fucking money regardless.
They're going to make tons of money regardless forever, because they're also going to still be pulling in money from the shit that's actually good.
Yeah.
So that part I get, but I'm saying that they really don't care anymore about actually making anything. Yeah, it doesn't have to have substance. It just has to sell.
That's also something that we brought up before you actually came on, was the whole thing of, like, everything's subjective nowadays. So no matter what, like, we can say it's absolute dog shit. But the next generation after us is like, yeah, they may be dumb as shit, but they might actually like what is being put out.
No.
No.
No. Yeah, no. Steve. No.
Stupid.
No, there are some movies that just are so bad. They're straight dirt. And yeah. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. All the new Star Wars is straight fucking dirt. It is, okay? The writing is awful. The story itself is non-existent. Wow, it's visually beautiful and boring at the same time. Like, these movies aren't going to be long-lasting treasures like everything else, okay? Neither is the live action. That shit is going to die off and disappear and be forgotten, but the original stuff is gonna last forever and be amazing, because
so, like I said, but to us it might not, but for the next generation, yeah, it might be.
No, that's like saying the Ghostbuster generation with the chicks, they're gonna watch it and be like, oh my god, this is amazing, I don't understand why everybody hated it.
Some people do say that, though. That's a funny thing, like, some people actually do say that.
I feel like those are just yes men.
Yeah, that could be it too.
I mean,
no, for Marvel Studios. Yes, then. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
And speaking of absolute dog shit, we actually got news this week that Keanu Reeves. Well, not just Keanu Reeves.
How do you go from dog shit to Keanu Reeves?
Because
they're putting out
Matrix 4,
yeah,
at the same time that they're putting out.
I thought that was hilarious.
John Wick.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they do that. I want them to do that for Star Wars. I want them to drop Star Wars, the new one, and Mandalorian's new episode at the same fucking time and see which one does better in numbers. My money's on Mandalorian.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I think it's funny because I think my money is on Matrix because it's been such a long time. All the old cat Matrix fans are all going to go see that. And at the end of the day, the fan base is where the money's at.
Yeah. And like, honestly, like John Wick actually has a huge fan base as well. Like that fan base is actually like pretty insane.
And I bet half of it is also Matrix fans. So yeah. If anything, they'll probably be tied because it's going to be like a double feature movie night for like half of the population.
I was just about to say that. Like these theaters should take advantage of the fact that they're both coming out from the same fucking dude.
And then Keanu Reeves is going to have, look at Disney. Disney is knocking down his door right now, trying to get him on some type of Star Wars anything.
Yeah. Because what's going to wind up happening is that Keanu Reeves is going to have like Scrooge McDuck money. And he's just going to be.
That's awesome. I want Keanu Reeves to have a giant vault of money that he dives into. Topless.
Yes. But then what's going to happen is when they do jump into it, it's going to be like how Peter Griffin happened. Like, you know, oh, it doesn't work like it. Balls broken and everything.
No, he's just going to be
swimming money.
No, he's going to have a fucking surfboard.
He controls the Matrix. He could swim through cash money. He is Keanu Reeves.
He's gonna point break that shit, dude. Come on now.
Okay, but serious question now. One, fuck the Matrix.
Did you say fuck the Matrix? I love you, Charlie, because I hate the Matrix too.
I love the first one.
No, my God. I fell asleep on that movie. That movie was boring.
That movie was boring. Okay. I liked the first one. After the first one,
I didn't even like that one, dude. The first one I fell asleep on, dude. I don't like it whatsoever.
Wait, who's playing music? What the fuck?
Did someone just play the guitar? Like, you know, like, musical interlude. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
there's a glitch in the Matrix.
It's going to pop in someone's living room.
Does anybody want a fucking Matrix, though? That's my question.
Whoa.
No.
I honestly don't know.
I'd rather watch another, I was going to say Mad Max. I would watch another, the other one that we were just talking about. I forgot the name of it.
John Wick.
There we go. God, I was thinking about everything else but that. I was thinking about Kick-Ass.
You'd be kind of funny. She was thinking about like different stuff or whatever. She would have been like, oh man, I can't wait for another Devil's Advocate.
That was good.
That was great, was. Actually.
I would rather see another Constantine.
I actually enjoyed the fuck out of that movie, dude.
Yeah, I like that. And it's funny. That's a DC property.
Yes,
let me ask you another question. Can there be too much Keanu Reeves?
Never.
Too much of so much what?
Keanu Reeves.
Too much Keanu Reeves.
No. Never. Dude, can there be too much Ryan Reynolds? Oh my God, no. I send everybody Ryan Reynolds messages.
My Instagram. I can see right now. You gotta come on nowhere. Now. Like
he has a video. He's gonna be in the video game coming out soon. There's Bill and
Ted. That was actually gonna be the next point that I was gonna bring up. That I guess we're gonna jump into the next one. Fuck it. We have a new movie. We have a trailer for a new movie, which is actually a Disney movie, which is kind of weird. But it's literally like another version of fucking like Ready Player One, but with Ryan Reynolds in a video game. In real life.
I actually think it's more like Wreck-It Ralph than Ready Player One because he is actually the video game. He's not outside living life. Going into a VR world. He literally is the video game in a console that becomes aware.
I saw it as a different way. What's that Jim Carrey movie where he was inside of a TV show?
The Truman Show.
Like, to me, it was like a Truman Show, but based in the video game.
And guess what? All of that shows that this is going to be a really awesome movie, because now I need to go and find out which one it is.
I want to see the movie based on the trailer alone. It looks so much fun.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It looks really fun. It looks really good.
And it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie again, Steve? I'm sorry.
The name of the movie is...
New Guy. Right?
Free Guy.
Yeah.
Did you see Hugh Jackman? He put his face over Ryan Reynolds' face on the movie poster.
No, I did not. And they started
up their harassment war again between each other. Remember, they had a truce. The truce is over. Because Hugh Jackman did
let
that.
The war begin.
Right.
Happy their friendship is so fun.
It's fun. I like seeing shit like that, because of course, you know, Ryan Reynolds is actually like a really fucking funny dude.
I want him to be a genuinely funny dude.
My favorite thing that he did recently was he got the girl from the Peloton ad to promote his gin. That shit was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was pretty fun. I like that.
Have you tried his gin?
No.
I'm not a big gin drinker. I don't like gin.
Me neither. I don't like gin, but I tried it for my birthday. And Ryan Reynolds gin tastes really good.
Really? I think everything else, but I like everything else, not like gin.
The reason I like it is because it's actually not too... It's not potpourri. Like, I always felt like drinking gin tasted like fucking potpourri. And it was just like...
I've never had potpourri before, so I wouldn't...
No, you never sniffed, like, potpourri?
Yeah.
Okay, so you ever took in a big sniff and was like, ugh, it was, like, overpowering?
Maybe. I gotta remember. Maybe. No, I did.
I was about 5 years old. I was 5 years old, and I stuck my face in the potpourri bag. I took a deep breath. It was traumatized. And that's what gin tastes like. And this one doesn't have that flowery flavor.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah, so when Freddie took that shot.
I'm promoting Aviation Gin for free. There you go.
Yeah.
Aviation Gin doesn't taste like potpourri. It tastes like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. She's going to take that shot. She's like, Freddie takes that shot. I'm going to have a little Ryan Reynolds in me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So the movie does look great, though. It looks like it's going to be a fun premise, and I want to watch it. When's it coming out?
Sometime next year.
Yeah, everything's next year now. It's pretty much next year now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know exactly when, because I didn't look at the date or whatever. I just know it's fucking coming out sometime next year, because they usually do it in like 6 months, so probably like summertime or just before summer.
Right, yeah, it's going to be a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to make a lot of money regardless. So it looks fucking cool. So yeah.
I also want to see his other movie that's on Netflix, the one made by Michael Bay.
Yes, that's supposed to be. Yeah, that should be out now.
Yeah, it's out today.
I don't know. I have no internet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I have no TV. I have no music.
What makes me laugh is my brother's actually watching that now in the living room, that Ryan Reynolds one.
Nice. See, you can't have too much Ryan and you can't have too much Keanu, man.
They should do a movie together.
My heart and brain would explode.
And her pants.
TMI.
Yeah,
TMI.
Six Underground's out today.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, Franny, did your panties explode? Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm just having a downstairs DJ party, that's all.
Yeah, and then what's funny is at the end of the movie, as you're walking, I was like, whoosh. Oh my god, my sneaker got stuck.
That's what happened when I saw Deadpool. I mean,
oh man, that reminds me of an old story that we mentioned a long time ago. I think it was when Charlie was there, when they mentioned that after the movie of 50 Shades or whatever, they were finding, you know, used cucumbers on the floor.
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember.
Ew, what?
Yeah, and that the seats were wet.
That movie wasn't even that good.
I've never watched it.
I was gonna say, oh my god, that is the most horrible way of pickling something.
Yeah, yeah.
They thought it was Family Guy. Put a pickle, put a cucumber on the couch, and wait a week, you'll pickle.
That's not a good way of fermenting things. Yeah.
Yes, and then the response when you look at it, where they're like, "Oh my God, did it pickle?" And it goes, "Oh, Pickle Rick," you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, now they have Pringle Rick.
Wow! Really?
I saw an ad for it. They're coming out. Hey, Rick and Morty, man, they know how to make money and market themselves. So Pringles is making a Pringle Rick, and it's Rick's face on the Pringles, and it says, "I turned myself into a Pringle box, Morty." Yeah, I'm gonna buy Rick. It as soon as it comes out. I'm Pringle.
Oh,
Rick.
That's hilarious. I kind of want those now.
Right? My sister was like, oh, I want it. I was like, yep, yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
What makes me laugh is that I have a friend that can't stand pickles, but he's like, that might be the only time that he'll buy any pickle product.
Yeah, makes sense. And then we got some more shit this week, of course. We still have two more things to talk about.
We have some good shit this week to talk about.
Yeah,
two more good things.
Yes, this actually was a really good week because, of course, last week was kind of like an week, and the week before that was like a week. So this week we got also a trailer for something that we've actually spoke about on the show a couple months ago, but we got the first trailer for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm not excited about this at all.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now I know what it sounds like when a girl's panties get wet exactly at the moment when you mention something. Okay.
That's the reaction. Yeah. Yeah.
That's one. That's one of five. That's one of five sounds. Yes.
Wow.
So yeah, we have the first trailer for this.
It actually
looks really fucking interesting because, of course, we all know that they've basically announced that all of the original Ghostbusters are going to be in it, of course, other than fucking like Harold Ramis. Of course, he died. But
my heart is racing.
But they're saying that from what we see in the trailer, we don't see anybody other than Paul Rudd and like the kid from Stranger Things. And the girl. Yeah.
Okay, his sister.
Yeah, yeah, we see her too.
I don't know who she is.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's why I just said the two that I knew who they were. But but yeah, this actually looks really interesting because, of course, this one doesn't take place in New York, which is fucking great because I'm tired of shit just happening in New York. But at least for now,
go back to Florida.
Yeah, whatever. It looks fucking cool because it's basically like one of those things that's like, okay, what's happened in the last 30 years? And we get to see that one of the kids in the trailer basically like is like grandchild to like fucking Harold Ramis's character.
Egon.
Yes, I forget
it's his fucking Egon.
Egon's
grandchildren.
Yes. So Egon's grandchildren. My bad. I'm sorry if I offended you. Not really.
Oh, I'm so offended. Do you want me to take over? Because I know Ghostbusters.
Sure. Take over.
And you don't even know his character's name.
It's fine.
God.
It's fine. Go for it.
So, oh my God.
Wrong. No.
Right? You fail. Go away.
Go for
so,
it.
So, no. Seriously. Continue.
No, seriously. Continue.
Somebody continue, damn it.
Okay, yeah, so after watching the trailer, I sat down and had my niece watch the first Ghostbusters, and she's made me watch it like five times already, and that's amazing. So with that said, I'm kind of more brushed up on the Ghostbusters. And after watching the trailer, I think that it's going to end up leaking back to fucking the Gatekeeper and the Keymaster what was his name?
Gozer. Rick Moranis?
Gozer. Yes, Gozer. The Destructor. I think it has to wrap around that story arc because you kind of see the Hellhounds, okay? And those were the creatures of Gozer. They were part of his like his little reign and stuff.
The game master and the gate and the keymaster.
The keymaster and the gatekeeper. And I think I think that like Egon decided to continue to follow that because that was the most threatening. And as he talked about it from the the whatever guide? What was it called, Alex? The Tobit Spirit Guide?
Yeah, the Tobin Spirit Guide.
Tobin Spirit Guide. He talks about that they were a very powerful fucking cult that really wanted to bring up the end of the world, and that there were certain power, you know, charges, and Dana Barrett's apartment was one of the fucking giant antennas to connect to Gozer, you know, the Destructor. And I'm really excited because I think Egon went over there to keep it safe and to keep an eye on it. And then now that he's dead, they're stirring up again. And if it is Gozer, I'm gonna definitely fangasm in my pants, because that would be fucking epic. That would be a full giant bow tie. Yeah, not a bow tie, like Christmas bow. Yeah. Wrapped on a story.
And the other four sounds will come out of Fanny.
Yes, and you will hear the second sound out of the five. But yeah, that's what I hope happens. And then these kids have to man up and fucking fight this giant fucking demon. And I hope they say that they are gods, and that, you know, then their old Ghostbusters are going to come in and have to help them, because what do kids know about, you know, fighting demons?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
it should be interesting. I'm excited for it.
I kind of want to see
where it's going to go, especially since they are going to be introducing the older characters as well. Mm-hmm. I want to see how they're going to do that, because, of course, it's all the way in the fucking bumblefuck nowhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
And it's sitting on a hot, they're on a hot, the fucking, the
tectonic plates.
Yeah. No, the fuck is the well? The well seems to be the antenna this time for all the, the spook, you know, the spook. The
Jesus spooks. Christ. And now they're going to introduce the girl from the ring? Fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, it's going to be the demon dog, son. Fuck the girl from the ring. She ain't got shit on Gozer.
No, but what I'm saying is they're using her well. They're using Samara's well.
After she got defeated, they took over her well. They moved in.
Well, she'll be a perfect fit because she has a ghost, so why not? They can just cross streams and get her, that's all.
Don't cross the stream.
Yeah, but you gotta do it for her because she's fucking special, dude.
I really, really hope that I'm right and it is fucking tied to Gozer. Because that'd be so sick.
Yeah, we could hope so. We could hope so.
You know, that was like one thing that I kept thinking about that I would love. This would be like the ultimate fan service if they actually do this, right? If they somehow got Lewis Tully back in it as well.
The tax man?
Yup.
That'd be pretty cool. They get possessed again by the keymaster and the gatekeeper.
Yeah. No, but then what really gets me is, like, remember in the second one that, you know, that he thought that he saved it, he didn't really do anything. He's like, I did it. I'm a Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're a Ghostbuster.
Not really.
But the good thing about this movie too is also that it's actually being created by Jason Reitman.
Who?
Jason Reitman. Mm. Who's directing it? Mm. Who's actually
he wrote and directed it.
Yeah. And he's Ivan Reitman's son, who is the guy that did the first movies.
Mm. Yeah. I just love the fact that the whole concept of the story is the passing of the torch, which I wanted them to do always. You know, mm-hmm. One kid didn't want to be a fucking Ghostbuster.
Who didn't want to be a Ghostbuster?
Just me? I said, what kid didn't want to be a Ghostbuster?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Because you got to broke out there for a second. But yeah, yeah, I wanted to be a fucking Ghostbuster. Fuck yeah.
Did you have the outfit? I did.
No, I did not. No, I was too fast.
I had the proton pack. I had the ghost trap. I had the EK ghost reader thing.
The PKE meter.
Yes.
The psychokinetic energy reader.
Yes.
I had the toys, but
Tom,
I like
you already threw me,
was,
Alex.
Yeah, I was I was a tiny fat kid in the Bronx, so no, I couldn't do that myself.
You know, it's funny how you mentioned that, and I'm right now looking at my Egon figure. I have one of the original from the real Ghostbuster thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at that right now.
The blonde one.
I think I had an Echo one.
I have the Echo one with Egon as a pop. It was the first pop I ever bought.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
I think he's a lot of
my favorite ghost. He was my favorite Ghostbuster as well.
Mm-hmm. My niece likes Slimer.
I used to love fucking Slimer back in the day.
And she hasn't even seen the cartoon yet. She's only seen the movie.
Oh, wow. I remember the cartoon.
Oh, she's only ready for it. And I guess the last thing that we got this week, well, it wasn't necessarily in that order that we've got it all in, but we finally got a trailer for Wonder Woman 1984. And this actually looks really fucking good.
It does. It does. It actually does look really good. It looks satisfying. Yes.
Dude, there's one shot in the trailer that you see her literally riding the fucking lightning with her fucking lasso. And I'm just like, holy shit, they did some shit that's fucking amazing in this trailer.
Yeah, that effect looked really cool.
I just really hope that the ending, you know, isn't lame. Because I actually liked the first Wonder Woman until it got to the end. And I was like, what the fuck, really? That payoff was just bad.
Yeah, it didn't have much
payoff.
It really didn't have much payoff. But honestly, that's kind of like what most of the DC movies have had recently. It's just like...
Shazam was the shit.
Well, yeah, other than that one. But they had a lot of build. But then at the end, they just fell off.
They had great foreplay, but when it came to landing the home run,
right.
They got a phone call.
Yeah. It was like one of those delayed money shots. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, and delayed.
Then it goes back
ending,
to the other three sounds.
It was no, not for DC live action. You won't. You'll hear this one.
Plop.
Plop.
There goes a cucumber.
Ew, Alex! Don't tell us what we're doing. Don't tell us what you're doing over there with cucumbers.
Yeah, yeah.
That was you.
But in this one, it takes place. This one actually takes place a little bit further in the than the first one, and we also get to see her reunite with Chris Pine's character.
Yeah, and it looks like somebody's fucking with the time continuum. So
yeah,
that looks exciting.
Exactly. That's kind of interesting, and we also get to see fucking Catherine Wigg. Well, that's her name, right?
Kristen Wigg.
Yeah, whatever. The funny girl from fucking SNL. As a soon to be fucking Chitara or whatever, or Cheetah, my bad. Why the fuck say Chitara? Isn't that fucking Thundercats? Yeah, my bad, dude.
Oh my God. Because remember, we were talking about Thundercats a while back, and we're still hoping that they make a live action, please.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a live action Thundercats. But yeah, it looks pretty fucking cool. Like just that one, like I said, that one shot of her just fucking, like I said, riding the lightning.
Right.
It sold me completely.
You know what's funny? My niece saw the first trailer for Wonder Woman, and she didn't even sit down to finish it. She got up and she walked away. I showed her this one. She looked at me and was like, "I want to see this." I was like, "Hell yeah, me too."
Hey, yeah, that worked.
DC does too.
Like, good job, DC. You actually got a kid interested in watching one of your movies.
Yeah, it actually looks interesting, and I'm pretty psyched for that one. I like it's not something that that I can say all the time about DC movies. I'm not like always psyched for them.
Right.
And, I'm really excited for it.
I'm the same way. It's very rare when I'm excited for a DC movie.
And, you know, the last time I was excited for a DC movie
other was than, a Joker.
Before Justice League, it was actually Batman v Superman. And the only reason why, because I wanted to see that fight, and it didn't really disappoint. But
I'm it so didn't really sorry, disappoint.
Like, you know, it didn't really disappoint, but it didn't do exactly what I wanted it. But I will say this, that scene when Batman's fighting, you know, in looking for Martha. Right, the only real good scene about that, because it felt like you were watching an Arca game in real life.
You know what's funny about that fucking Martha scene is that every time I watch that movie, I fall asleep just before that happens, and I wind up missing that entire fucking thing.
Yeah, oh, man. I've only seen that movie once, and that was enough for me. But that Martha scene, man, cracks me up all the time because it's like I waited decades to watch Batman fight Superman to have it last literally 2 seconds and then end with Martha.
Yeah, like oh yeah, we're all
the same mom. No, yeah, just the same name.
Why you say the name?
Are we brothers? No, not really. We're not brothers.
Oh, yeah, of course they're not brothers, because Batman's the cool one.
Yeah, exactly.
The dumbest thing ever, man.
Yeah. But we're like I said, we're all here. We're pretty much excited for Wonder Woman 84.
As long as she doesn't shout out Martha.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't. But it'd be funny if she actually winds up being like, you know, one of the little side characters and shit throughout the entire thing. But
no, what's gonna be hilarious is that Steve wants to watch that movie, so she would, you know, just so you hear Wonder Woman go.
And then Steve, where's she going?
Like, yeah.
Where's she going? Where is she going?
Yeah, you cut out. I didn't hear what you said, Alex.
Alex?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Barely.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, it's pretty guy.
All right, no, what I was saying is that only thing that Steve, like, was going to be happy is when Wonder Woman goes, oh, Steve, and Steve's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much.
That's
going to be Steve's ringtone every time, like, when someone calls. Hello?
Yeah, that's, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That sounds about right.
Yep. Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. What else you got, Steve?
That's like I said, that's pretty much it. That pretty much wraps up all the geek shit for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We just had the last episode of Turntable for this season. So we are planning on more episodes of Turntable sometime next year.
It was fun, but sad that it ended.
Yeah, it was sad that it came to a 12 episode season finale.
Season one, and yes, season two will be back. Eventually.
Yeah, it'll be back eventually. If not, you know, most likely the summer, because of course that's when we did this last one. Yeah. So summertime of next year, we'll get more of a turntable. What else we have on energygeeks.com? We also have Brian2J Presents. So make sure you check out all the toys that Brian reviews. So that shit is fun. So make sure you go to there. We also have Comics Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games, First Watch, and the ICGPW Slamcast. Yes, I said it, and I said it right the first time.
You did! Proud of you.
Yay! So we got all those shows on there. It's a lot of fucking shit, Jesus Christ.
Once again, my list is up.
I was just about to fucking say that, dude. God damn it. We also, like, I posted up this week an episode, not an episode, but an article, because we write shit on there sometimes. Charlie actually wrote something that I kind of, like, forced him into. But
so you asked me nicely. You can twist my arm and smack me around.
Yeah. So I asked him to write a list of his, I guess, top 50 songs of 2019. And that's what he did. And I posted it on the site. So make sure you go check that out, because it's actually a really good list of fucking music. So make sure you guys go check it out. If you don't know any of the songs on there, go out and fucking check them out, because they're fucking dope. I pretty much heard all of them already. So yeah, it's a good fucking list. It's not like a bullshit list of fucking musics. So make sure you go check that shit out. Also on innercityeats.com, you will find links to a bunch of other shit, which is cool shit that you can actually get. So you can find a link to Amazon. So you can buy some shit on Amazon. Also on that link, you could actually get a month of Amazon Prime for fucking freezies. Fuck yeah, who doesn't want a month of fucking free shit? So on Amazon Prime, you can fucking watch The Marvelous Miss Maisel that came out for its third season this week. And we also got news that actually they're coming out with a fourth season sometime. They got picked up for another season, which is fucking cool because Miss Maisel's fucking dope. Make sure you check that shit out. Also, you got The Boys, you got fucking Good Omens, and not only that, but like if you're going Christmas shopping, you could fucking shop on Amazon and whatever you get, you know, we get a little kickback for. It doesn't charge you anything. You don't have to waste any type of bunnies and shit. But yeah, you could do that shit on innercitygeeks.com and do all that shit. Click on that link and it'll take you to Amazon and you just keep shopping. Another thing that we have on there is a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company that basically sells geeky shit for us. So like all geek related shit, so like alien shirts and fucking like my favorite shirt is actually this one that I have, is actually the Bart Simpson zombie shirt, which is fucking cool, which I fucking love. You have that shirt, there's a whole bunch of shit. So they have shirts, hoodies, sweaters, fucking hats, a whole bunch of shit. So make sure you click on that link. That'll take you to So Sick Clothing Company, which is sosickclothing.co. And at checkout, when you're going to purchase something, you get 15% off if you type in code InnerCityGeeks. All one word. Type in all that shit and you get 15% off of whatever you're purchasing. Then also we have a link to Kushly.com, which is a site that you can buy some CBD goodness. So they have some tinctures and some fucking oils and fucking gummies and lotions and all the cool shit that you need to make you fucking just chill and not be all high and stuff and all stupid and shit. This stuff like CBD doesn't give you any type of weird side effects. It just makes you all relaxed and shit, and it's all shit that's good for you. It's healthy. It's all from the earth and shit. So make sure you check out that. And when you click on that link, you will get 10% off of your entire purchase. So make sure you do that. And also, finally, we have a link to Beard Octane. So you can get a bunch of cool, really good, all-natural fucking beard products. So they have beard balms, beard butters, my favorites, which are the beard oils. So fucking good. They also have a bunch of different like cleanser, like beard washes, like co-washes and fucking leave-in conditioners, which is something that's really good for your beard to make sure you keep your shit hydrated and not fucking like all shitty and dry. Do that shit. Yeah, so check all that shit out. And for 10% off, you can just type in ICG10 at checkout. ICD10 at checkout for beardoctane.com. And we are also on all the social medias, so make sure you check out, before we get to social media, you check out the podcast on a bunch of different places. You can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, as well as Google Podcast and Spotify. Yes, so check us all out on there. Make sure you share with us, share with everybody. And also, you could find us on the socials, like I said, on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on the Twitter at InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. And we could find the rest of the crew where? Charlie, where can we find you, sir?
You guys can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Yes. Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at DinyED, and on Instagram at DinyDIN.Y.ED.
Yes. Franny, where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube still. Yay. At Franny the Fangirl. And you could also find me on Instagram at Franny _ the Fangirl.
Yes. And you can also find her shit on innercitygeeks.com whenever she starts posting new shit.
Yes, yes, which will be soon. I hope Santa brings me a microphone for Christmas.
Yay. And you guys can all find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps it the fuck up for this week. Again, thank you guys for listening. Thank all you guys for actually being on the show this week with me.
You're welcome.
Say your motherfucking goodbyes, everybody.
Bye, bitches.
Goodbye, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And like I do every week, I like to introduce you guys to some musics. And this one is actually a really fucking good one. This week we got a new album from, I guess, one of my favorite dudes in the fucking world. Jamie Jassa came out with his solo album, which is what his, well, I guess, second solo album, whatever. It's the Jassa.
Third, ain't it?
No.
I think it's third.
Yeah, his third album, whatever. Yes. The Lost Chapters 2. The Lost Chapters 2, yes. It's fucking great. I've been listening to it literally all motherfucking day. Like, I usually listen to podcasts all day and shit, but this album has actually been the go-to album all motherfucking day, nonstop. Never finished until I, like, got home and started making dinner and shit. But yeah, it's fucking great. It's a great fucking album. So you guys need to go check that shit out. It's The Lost Chapters, like I said.
Volume 2.
Yes, Volume 2. And the song that I will be featuring on this episode is actually the last motherfucking song on the album. And it is actually a cover song. It's a Megadeth cover song. And it's the cover of... Holy Wars. And it's fucking great. It's so fucking hard. Like Holy Wars was actually one of my favorite fucking like Megadeth songs. And hearing Jasta cover this, it's fucking amazing. And I listened to it at least four different times before I actually decided to change it to another song. Because I was like, yeah, I need to fucking play this again. And I played it again and again and again and again. And I was like, okay, I think I've had enough for the moment. And then I listened to another song and then I went back to that one. And I was like, yeah, this is good. So I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. So, like I always say, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
next mistake. No more mistakes.